Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just let us know when you're rolling.
Yeah. I am rolling.
Sweet. Welcome to the Sideways Productions podcast, brought to you by Native Audio.
Look at enemies smiling.
Wait,
is that dodging the lasers?
Yeah, it's a shit.
Did you guys watch the cartoon?
I had so many toys.
Yeah, I think I might have. Was it Saturday mornings?
Was it? I thought it was like, was it Saturday mornings or was it like after school?
Can't remember.
I don't know. Oh, I just felt, makes me feel old.
I think I had the toy, the truck one. Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime.
Pretty sure I had that.
But then they brought out, I didn't like Beast Wars.
Oh, what?
What was that?
Nah.
But,
Beast Wars? What?
You remember that?
Is it Transformers?
It was like, wasn't it Transformers, like, but back in the day?
Yeah, and it was 3D, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Animated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that Transformers 4 is being confirmed? Like, and Michael Bay's still doing it?
But Shia's not acting, eh? He's not the lead anymore.
No, they're recasting the whole thing.
Hey.
It's almost like a reboot, but like another, it's like a whole
reboot. Reboot.
Yeah, it's another
reboot.
Yeah.
Completely different storyline.
Boot.
But guess who's in it though? Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said this. He said this. This is possibly the most important role of my career to date.
Oh man.
But that, I'm sure he's just voicing.
Yeah. Like he's done heaps of good stuff though. So it's a big thing to say.
Yeah. The Fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an incredible movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But
Departed.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ted as well.
Oh, who? Oh, this name's
what?
Escape me. Who played the villain in he was an elf, and then he was in The Matrix, the Aussie actor?
Hugo Weaving. Yeah.
Did you know that he didn't even read the script for Transformers?
Is
he
in it?
Because he was Megatron. Oh. He voiced Megatron.
And
he just came in. Yeah. He just came in and then just like read his lines and then left. He didn't have actually read the script and he said it's embarrassing. It's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done.
Holy.
Must be a part of a Transformers film.
What a boss.
I know.
Wow.
That's
respect.
Yeah, so he would have just claimed the paycheck and then
Agent Smith. Hey.
Agent Smith.
Mm.
Can't believe I forgot that. I can't believe I forgot
his
name.
You know Mad Men?
Yeah.
They don't rehearse their scripts apparently.
But is that to influence the style though, rather than being lazy?
Yeah, because
far out.
Yeah, that's there.
I still have to watch that. I still haven't really watched the whole episode yet.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? We were talking about him before.
John Hamm.
John Hamm's missus in that show.
January Jones.
Yeah. She's she's an X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just clicked to that just before when we were talking about it.
What do you think of her as an actress? Because she gets heaps of shit, eh?
She's pretty average.
Yeah.
But she's great in Mad Men.
Yeah,
she found her own in that. She's perfect. But
yeah. What? How many seasons of Mad Men is in there?
Well, I think it's up to fifth.
Are you up to date with it?
Yeah, I've watched every episode.
I only got up to like
love it.
The second season, and then I internet capped, and then
yeah, it's an investment.
Buy it.
It's a pretty big investment, Mad Men. Like,
it's awesome.
Like of your life.
Yeah,
because it's so full on, and you really become attached.
He's just isn't he like an alcoholic womanizer? Isn't it basically?
They're all alcoholic womanizers.
If I had to watch that or Game of Thrones, what should I watch?
Huh?
What should I watch? Mad Men or Game of Thrones?
Ooh.
I haven't seen any Game of Thrones yet.
Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I feel like I probably like that a bit more.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Game of Thrones is awesome. But to be honest, I started watching the second season after I only watched like 3 or 4 episodes in the first season. So there's so many kingdoms.
You just
get lost within it if you don't watch it.
Mm,
I just missed a couple episodes and I was so far behind.
Is it up to season 3 now?
Yeah. And some of the actors from Game of Thrones were here for Armageddon.
Oh, true.
And they were on George FM and stuff. And
I heard.
I think it was Dean Campbell, the DJ.
Armageddon's a bit young, isn't it, for that?
Yeah, but it's like, would you say it's like Comic-Con?
Yeah.
But like without the filmmakers there?
Mm.
It's like, Weta Workshop makes a huge deal out of it, eh?
Mm.
Yeah.
So they go along and they've got all the orc designs there and heaps of sculptures and stuff.
Mm.
anyway, the reason I brought that up is because they've already invested millions and millions of dollars in Transformers, and they're rebooting it already. There's an event. If you could call it that, though. I don't know. They're recasting everything and creating a whole new storyline.
Have you seen that there's a scene from that film that is exactly the same as from another Michael Mann... Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Island.
Oh.
There's like a motorway crash scene, and it's exactly the same effects, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the exact same shot.
What?
On the freeway, yeah.
Explosion. You can so tell his...
Just the Transformer instead of something else on there.
What?
Yeah.
You can so tell his style, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you look at... Is it Bad Boys? Is that what it's called? With Will Smith?
Yeah. Did he do that?
Yeah.
True.
I'm pretty sure he did. I feel...
Oh, you look like a dick, man. Yeah, if you do it wrong.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. No, because the cinematography is the same.
Oh, true.
It's like overly saturated, harsh sunlight, and everything is saturated in bright colours.
Yeah, real bright.
And real harsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad Boys. There we go. Wait, yeah, director Michael Bay.
Oh,
there you go. I was right. Okay, anyway, should we move on?
Let's move on.
The second trailer for Superman's out.
Yes, I know. I saw it.
What do you guys think?
Pretty cool. Nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
And when I watched it, I actually got quite excited because I thought it's getting close to how... Have you guys watched Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is what they need to have.
Oh, that Dragon Ball Z movie sucked, bro. Did you see that?
Yeah. I haven't even watched it. I've been avoiding it, basically. But that scene where he's, I don't know where he is, but he walks across snow and then he puts his fist on the ground and then rocks start floating in the whirlwind and he takes off. I'm like, that's easily Vegeta powering up. You know?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But that was quite cool how like the environment reacted before he took off.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen that in anything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, yeah. But that's Dragon Ball Z stuff, you know? Every time they power up, a stone would go...
But that trailer gave it credibility straight away.
Well, the first one was pretty cool, too.
The first film?
Yeah.
The first trailer.
Yeah, the first trailer's amazing. I love the music.
Yeah.
That's what really got me.
I saw that when he was going through the sky and all you could hear was the wind. And then there's like this breaking the sound barrier.
Yeah.
Like,
But how can you make undies over your tights look cool? Hey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But how do they make Captain America's outfit cool, though? You look at the cartoons and you look at like was it all the newspaper drawings like from back in the day?
Mm.
It looked pretty ugly. And then they ended up adding like camo styles to it with a leather jacket and all that.
Mm.
But here's a weird thing I've always thought about is when the superheroes make their own outfits, how do they make it? You know, like Spider-Man made his own, and he even got the cool like spider on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how did he? Because he's just a high school student.
Yeah.
I know he's super intelligent, but he's not like a costume designer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah. So did. Superman had help eventually, eh? Like in the old TV show, there was a scientist that helped him out.
Choose to make a costume like that, eh?
Mm. So much effort.
But if they...
Just save the world.
Oh, did you guys see the...
In your jeans.
In your jeans.
But, you know, like, with the previous film, how did he get How did he get his outfit? Did his mum make
it? He was already Superman. Because he came back, remember? You mean back in the day, the old ones?
No, the previous movie, I mean, yeah.
He was already Superman because he'd gone and then came back. Remember?
No, he was growing up, wasn't he? The one that's just been.
Mm.
Well, he's like a farmer.
They went to the big city
or something. Yeah.
Like 10 years ago or something. Yeah.
Oh, 2005.
Where does he get it from? I don't know.
And that was ridiculous. How he lifted the whole island?
Did he?
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, was it island of kryptonite?
Kryptonite. Yeah.
So that's his weakness. Yeah. And he pretty much lifts Fiji in the air. What's he doing?
Oh. Really.
Inconsistencies.
Yeah, I didn't
sort it out.
I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
Nah, neither. Hated it.
But I just hate how they make these superhero films so Hollywood. You know, everything is so like a backlot.
Yeah,
nothing seems normal. That's what The Dark Knight had about it. It was a unique environment. Mm. It was dark and dingy, and
it's realistic.
Yeah, it was realistic and gritty.
Yeah,
nitty. Maybe it wouldn't work for every single.
Yeah,
like
because they're doing Daredevil again, eh?
Yeah,
I heard. I think.
I was just going to bring that up as well.
Is that Ben Affleck?
Dead. Yeah, he was in the first.
Yeah,
one.
Blind guy. Yeah.
Oh, so do you think
fucking hell,
like Christopher Nolan's had much of an influence to make like Superman darker? Do you reckon it's gonna lean towards that way?
Don't know yet, really.
Because I can't see him doing anything that's bright and colorful. Like,
what do you
like
mean by darker, though?
Well, like the Dark Knight. Like you look at any of the other Batman films from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like when we were teenagers.
I get Dark Knight, But what do you mean by darker for
Well,
Superman?
Darker and a little bit more realistic. You know what I mean? Not so
definitely
Hollywood.
More realistic.
Not so like on a backlot with, yeah, you know, yeah, like cheesy music, yeah, and...
Yeah. I agree with realistic, but darker for Superman, I didn't get that yeah, sense. I just got like much more stripped back and simple.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, I like how, like for me, like for a superhero film, I like how you see how it affects them in the everyday life, you know? So yeah, it's kind of like, you know how Spider-Man, he's a teenager, he doesn't really know how to fight, and he's got bruises and broken ribs and stuff.
Mm.
That sort of thing. You know how Bruce Wayne...
He gets banged up, eh?
Yeah, remember when he went into the... Oh, is it? It's in The Dark Knight Rises, where he's in the doctor's office, and he's like, oh, well, you got no cartilage on your knees.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, and all that sort of thing as well. Yeah. I kind of like how... you see the human
humanizes
side?
Yeah.
But maybe that, obviously, that can't happen for the Man of Steel, but obviously... Yeah. With his personal life, relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it looks like he's actually away from home, eh? In that trailer.
Mm.
Wasn't he like on a fishing charter or something? And like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like an adult struggling, you know? That, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and Zack Snyder's directing it, isn't he?
Yeah. That makes it cool.
That makes it cool. So Transformers is getting somewhat of a reboot.
Mm.
Superman's reboot is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And Fantastic Four and Daredevil are both being rebooted.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I don't know about Fantastic Four.
Yeah. But this proves that there's no original ideas there.
Even they're making Jumanji again as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, so out of all the films that are out now
that
you can think of, which are original?
James Bond
is based on a book.
But like all each movie's different, right? Is it?
Yeah, but it's still based on a fictional character that was previously written.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking from scratch, like The Hobbit's out, right? That's based on a book.
Oh, I don't even know what's out.
Superman's coming out. Oh, that's based on
Life
a book.
Life of Pi's based on a book too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shit. Oh, man.
So everything.
Does it have to be a blockbuster? Because obviously there's...
Yeah,
if you go foreign...
Well, there's heaps of... I'm thinking mainstream films that people
mainstream.
Like... You'll know...
Argo?
No, that's based on reality. Yeah, that was a book as well. I mean.
Oh, true.
I don't know if it was a book, but it was based on an actual event.
It was, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good question.
So all these reboots are happening because they're running out of ideas, like you said, Jumanji.
Mm.
Yeah, even all the Bourne films, man, based on book.
There's no writers.
Oh, and they're redoing Star Wars.
What song is this? Is it still Superman?
It's still Superman, yeah.
Do we want to switch it up?
I reckon some Iron Man.
You got Iron Man, eh?
Do some of that one.
Keep the superhero thing going, mate.
Yes.
So, yeah, but now the Chronicle director, we spoke about this on another podcast. He's doing, where am I? Yeah, he's doing Daredevil.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
Is Chronicle worth seeing, Ben?
Yeah. That's all right, yeah.
Because it was pretty big, eh? Like, when it came out, a lot of
it got into good reviews, too.
Oh, sorry, the Fantastic Four reboot, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, not Daredevil. I don't actually like the... So what, Daredevil had... He was blind, yeah?
Yeah.
And he could hear really well.
Yeah.
And he had walked around in a... Like a maroon suit with like pointy ears with a stick.
I don't think I've seen it.
How... We're talking about how you're making Superman cool.
Yeah.
It's just weird. But yeah, anyway, we'll move on. and then there's that other Chronicle, the actor, what's his name, Dane DeHaan?
Yeah,
he's going to be Harry Osborn in the Amazing Spider-Man sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's who James Franco played, eh?
Yeah. So, I don't know, that's going to be quite cool.
Sweet.
Apparently he's in something else coming up, but I don't know. Yeah, have you seen him do anything else?
Nah.
I think he was awesome in Chronicle, though.
Yeah, because he was the bad kid, eh?
Yeah. You're going to have to see it, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually watch The Tree of Life?
Nah, I haven't yet. Oh. But it's on my list of things to do. Okay.
That was original and it was shit, wasn't it?
Some people like it. I don't mind it.
If you're stoned while watching it,
it's
good.
It's different.
Oh, bro, it's fucking dinosaurs out. Oh, Brad Pitt. Anyway. You're like this.
What?
Oh, you guys probably already know, but Ashton Kutcher is playing Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I know. See that picture?
He looks exactly like him. But a bit more fuller.
I wonder
full of life.
I've heard he's got some good reviews.
Yeah.
Like, surprising.
Yeah.
Can't believe they're already making a movie about that guy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I got some Facebook comments.
Oh, yeah?
God.
So, I got this off, I don't want to say the Facebook page, but it was a movie review thing.
Yeah.
Good.
Or movie magazine. And then someone said, I'd like to press hate on this. Because, you know, there's a like button.
There's
no hate button.
What a hater.
And he said, listen. And then there's another one saying, listen, that was Steve Jobs turning in his grave. Another one said,
I love that one.
Yeah, tight budget, is it? And then this one. The thrilling tale of one man who made computers. Riveting. And then my favourite one. This is a shit idea. So.
Why is it your favourite? Just the simpleness, eh? The simpleness. Less is more.
Well, out of all those things, I know there's superhero things, but none of them are original. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And then Steve Jobs dying. Oh fuck! We're running out of superhero moves. He died. Let's fucking make a movie about him.
No, but he's the man, though. Eh?
Ashton Kutcher or Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but he is good. But
I'm just saying for like what he's made for us.
Yeah. Changed the world.
Yeah.
He did change the world, but do you think he would want a movie made about him?
Oh, probably not.
Nick Minnett.
This is probably more important than what I just went over. Okay. But the Golden Globe nominations are out, and Skyfall is the largest grossing film in UK history. So.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we didn't even talk about it, eh?
Huh?
We went to go see it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And.
True.
Dum dum.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, I'm not a. Adam and I are big Bond fans, and we didn't really.
Yeah. Just,
I always feel like when I don't like a movie, America loves it, eh? Like, the Americans have got different tastes, eh?
Yeah, because it's got really good reviews, eh?
Like, really good reviews. And it's shit. I really didn't like it. This was too much about Judi Dench. When did it become about an old hag? You know what I mean? I've spoken to a few people about this, and no one agrees with me that it's almost all those films were prequels to the Bond films we've already seen. Because now, you go to the very first Sean Connery, the first ever Bond film, he walks into the office, and then there's Moneypenny there. So Moneypenny's there, and the office shape is the same. Walks in there, and then there's M in there, the new M.
Yeah,
and he's an older dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then that's one of the first scenes in the James Bond original film. And now we've ended on that, but no one seems to agree with me that those are prequels building up to that point. You know what I mean? Because
I think Hollywood's just making stuff up, or they do what they want. You know.
I think they were poking the tongue
at,
you know, paying homage to the old Bonds.
Overall, what was your out of 10, Adam?
Well, I think I gave it a 5.5.
I think I went for 5.
Yeah.
Five, Benjamin?
Yeah, 5.7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just saying that so you don't seem like the bad guy.
5.7?
Yeah.
Why?
You went 5.5, I went 5.
Well,
people hate me and Adam and not you.
Well, you guys had high expectations, eh?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You wait 3 years for each Bond film.
Yeah.
But he's doing a couple more, so...
Yeah, two more.
True.
I don't know. It was a bit average. Oh, but did you guys hear about that Pacific Rim film?
No.
It's that Guillermo del Toro film?
Oh, yeah?
You know, did Pan's Labyrinth and was going to do The Hobbit?
Oh.
It's...
Has he made anything else since Pan's Labyrinth?
He did Hellboy.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Was that afterwards?
Hellboy
2.
Oh, and he did Blade.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure he did. Fuck, I have to check everything I do.
Yeah.
I think he pulled out halfway through one of the there was a Hellboy 2, I think. He was doing it, and then he pulled out because, some weird shit went down. I think.
Why didn't he do the Hobbit? Don't quote
me on that. Because MGM, or one of the financial backers, went bankrupt.
Oh, okay.
And then, they had to hold... He moved his life, he moved his kids, he moved everyone here, and then just... Got sick of it and then just canned it and just didn't want to do it anymore.
Well.
But I would have loved to have seen what he would have done. Eh, for Hobbit. Seen what he'd done with Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
So what's his origin of birth? Like, where's he from?
He's a Mexican director.
Mexican, because Pan's Labyrinth is Spanish, eh?
Yeah, like, it's about Spanish Civil War at the time.
Yeah.
And this is set right in the middle of it.
It's a freaky movie.
Oh, so he's
great
done.
Movie.
So I'm looking at IMDb now. He did Chronos, Mimic, The Devil's Backbone. Devil's Backbone's a good film.
Oh, yeah?
Blade 2, Hellboy.
Blade 2?
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth, and then he did Hellboy 2. And then now he's just finishing up Pacific Rim. And this is weird. This is what a lot of movie sites have summed it up as after they saw the trailer. Giant robots punching huge great monsters.
Okay.
So these monsters come out of the cracks of the earth, and these fucking giant, ginormous Godzilla-type monsters, and the human retaliation is giant robots taking them on.
Huh.
So a lot of people thought he was going to be
like... What's it called? What's this
movie? Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And a lot of people thought that he was going to be like the next big thing, you know, in which he was. You know, he did like Hellboy, building up to it, was going to do The Hobbit, one of the greatest books, you know?
Yeah.
Following up to a great trilogy, and then comes out with this. So anyway.
Crazy.
But that's all the movie news. Sideways Productions.
So this week for my music review, I'm going to be talking about a gig that I worked at rather than a band. It was called Makoto Sessions, and it was at Galatos, just off
That's
Cairo.
Quite a like an arty place, isn't it?
Yeah.
They do like little movie screenings in there sometimes.
Yeah.
Apparently it was like going, you know, down the drain a little bit, and they've just started picking
Not
picking
much
back
has
up.
Happened there in the past
year. Yeah. So that's Galatos. Quite exciting.
Galatos. Maybe they need a promotional video about Awesome Company?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we can make our own song for it too. Yeah.
Galatos, Galatos.
Yeah. So I'll just play some little parts and then...
So you recorded this stuff?
Yeah, I wasn't doing the live sound, but I had a feed of the desk and I had my own room mic, so I was capturing the audience and stuff, so yeah.
Sweet.
So I'll just play some of the stuff. Love me.
Oh. But do not attempt to tempt me with romantic 3 minutes sexually spent, dreamt of pleasure of pornographic events while we watch the sunset.
What the fuck is this?
So this is the first part. It's spoken word.
Ah.
It's like it's conscious poetry rapping sort of stuff. It gets better.
Oh, that's interesting.
Had it been the 60s, it would have been a different story. Akin to socialism, loving brown girls wasn't in then, and now he's calling me feisty, cutting me off mid sentence as though he's never met a brown woman
cool.
with an opinion. So I'll make this easy for me. Yes, I'm strong. Yes, I'm independent. But no, that doesn't mean I'm a lesbian, even though he had me thinking I've been one for a minute.
The other thing is might notice is that there's a lot of clicking.
Yeah.
And they instructed us, because I didn't know spoken word. I haven't heard anything. I knew it was like this weird thing.
To clap.
Yeah, that's like clapping. So they're like, if you're into it, just do click. So you'll hear every now and again. Now, this next guy, Logan, is... insane. So I'll play some of his
Holy
stuff.
Shit. Oh, this is so cool.
This is why I fight to ban the ministry. Let my pen pad an accented rhythm speak, which means I'm rapping psychoanalytically, as if I only landed on this planet to rhyme and scam the industry. Show these lives they're bland and finicky, as if alienation grabbed the scissors and ran where it was slippery till we start acting differently.
Whoa.
Should have told us about this. We would have come and filmed this.
The knowledge I'm a motherly impoverished non-anomaly has gotten me to pause. These positively posited politics popping as prospectively problematic postulates posing as prerogatives polished and pressed on top of this dishonored prima donna sonnet script that I have pinned to my chest as much as I despise this preposterous cause.
Whoa.
So I just tighten my grip on these ambitions of a writer. And when I witness why the society tries to marginalize the fire inside, I just want to grab a gas can and a lighter, make a trip to the beehive and light that bitch on fire. Ask these fat cats, how does it feel?
Holy shit.
I don't understand women who want their hair nice and straight, makeup nice and caked, personality nice and fake, being yourself just signed away. All because that's what whitey says, sexy game is designed to play. Screw them, please don't try and change. Running into the arms of these iron chains is mighty strange. Fuck the magazines and lying claims. Al Naturel is the finest thing. So work your hips, rock your hair, throw away your underwear. Summer's here and patriarchy needs a fucking scare. Let the captors catch it on the weir. Man, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here.
So that guy, that's only small little portions. He was doing that for probably 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
Rhyming, and he knew it off by heart. He wasn't reading for... Oh, well, there was one he...
Is this the white dude?
Yep. Yeah. He wrote one of them like that week, and it just went on, and he was just reading from
this.
Is
this on like a stall on the stage or something?
They stand in front of a mic.
Oh, like a stand-up thing.
Yeah, and they started the evening off, and it was just like, I was sitting there going, what is this?
Yeah.
And
so is this like your freelance stuff on the side?
Yeah, this is. I was just helping out. Like the guy who organized it, his name's Amon Nathan. He's actually a drummer in a band that I recorded. I've just finished an EP with, which has been like 2 years on. and yeah, he's an awesome dude, and he organized the whole event. So he found the band.
Tell us more about this event. Like, was it? Is it like so something they're doing regularly now? Or?
Well, they've got funding for 6 or 7 more. Like, that's for certain. Like, for sure.
So everyone that's there gets paid? Or is it
no,
to pay
it's
you
free.
Guys?
It's free. I wasn't paid. I think the live sound guy was paid, but none of the performers are paid.
This is just a chance for them to...
Yeah, it's just a chance for you to, like, if you've got some stuff, get on stage and play it to some people. And it's a real nurturing environment. No one was, like, laughed or... heckled or anything like that. It was just get on stage, have some fun.
But amongst that, were there some terrible performances?
There was one performance that cleared the room.
No clicking.
Because she was trying to perform by herself, no band behind her, and she had her laptop playing Logic, and she was on the guitar, and it just didn't quite fit the evening. Like, it would have been fine if it was a bit smaller, but because everyone had, like, because of what we heard there, you know, all of a sudden everyone's like, holy crap, this is mean. And then she kind of just didn't fit the groove of the evening. So, and people, it went for ages. I think it finished at 2 a.m. on Saturday. So I was pretty drained. But I'll just play some of the music just so we have a...
Cool.
Because it's a mix of everything.
Mm.
It's the way I try to call home.
It's a Maori dude.
Yeah. Like original,
yeah.
Oh, that makes you feel proud, eh?
Yeah, hard. And that, you know, everyone was on the same buzz.
We're building a foundation of cultural philosophy.
This band's called Kanaki. Amon's the drummer in this group, the one that organized it.
Is this the guy, the band you recorded?
No, this is his side project.
A way to elevate consciousness high.
I like the bass line.
This pretty much sums up the New Zealand art house, indie scene, eh?
Yeah, real.
Yeah.
I'll just play a couple more.
That's nice.
And when I greet my homies, I bring it strictly boring. We can get hoary, cool. We can get hoary.
I love this song.
Yeah. We kick it hoary.
Kick it hoary. Yeah, cool.
Kinaki jam style. We kick it hoary. Cool.
This one's epic live. It's just a big build up. That's a jam, eh?
Yeah. Sweet.
So, and throughout there was more stuff as well. I couldn't put it all in.
So what's the name of this event?
So these are called Makoto Sessions.
Makoto Sessions.
And they start off just on Facebook, mostly, to find out stuff about the events. Yeah, I don't know when the next one is yet, but there's a lot of excitement about it because the first one was quite successful and people weren't really sure of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the evening itself, everyone was so, you know, stoked and happy. It was like, okay, we've got to do this again.
Yeah. So is it free to attend?
Was no. There a door
cover charge?
Covered charge, yeah.
$10 or something?
15, I think.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what do you guys think, from just that little...
This is cool, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm quite excited about it because I didn't know that existed. So.
Yeah, and it's just up on K Road. It's just off K
Road. Something different, eh?
Yeah.
I would offer to film that. Sideways. White mom
bitch, bitch bitch mom. Who is that? Mom bitch, bitch wine. Doesn't sound like me. Mom bitch moan,
fuck bitch mom wine. I love that. And bit now it's time for me to moan about a bitch. Brave. Oh, forgot about that. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. There it comes.
Ellen or
me? Yeah, you go.
Okay, well, I've got two little moans.
Yeah. Oh, do we need to give a little bit of backstory? Like every week we moan.
Yep. We have a pro.
We have a whinge.
Whinge and a moan. And
it just makes you feel like a better person once you get it out.
Yeah.
It's everyone has those little niggly things that happen. Ben always seems to moan about food or transport.
Someone else. Someone else's problem.
And Alan's got a,
I got a continuing.
Alan's the pro moaner.
I got a continuing issue with a certain telephone company. But Ben, take it away.
Okay, well, this one's really small, but you know when you're in it's about really food. You know, like when you go to Burger King or Wendy's or whatever, McDonald's, and you have to ask for ketchup.
Yeah,
and they only give you like one or two.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. Yeah, yeah,
and like you can only squeeze maybe a tiny bit out of those little sachet things. Eh?
I have something to add too. I went to a fish and chip shop and they were selling them.
Oh.
And then I saw behind her a big bottle of tomato sauce and I was like,
can you just
put a little bit in there?
This just happened to me.
No,
honestly,
buy that.
Just happened. I just hit the stand with my hand because I was waving it around in anger. But but I was with the Iceman.
Yeah.
And we just finished up a boxing session and we were like, let's get a feed. So we finished up a 40-minute boxing session and got some fish and chips.
Just kind of show off the
boxing session. But just finished up boxing
we're
session.
We're in only hung out down the road from your new place.
Oh, yeah?
We went to this...
Don't tell the audience. I don't want them to know where
I live. It's 72 Victoria Street. No, but you know what I mean by there's the Dress Mart and then there's like the liquor store. You go up the road a little bit further, there's those apartments across the road from that.
There was
a fish and chip shop. And I got like a $2 like chips, just chips. And I was waiting and I got it.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just put some sauce on there? And he was like, no, I can't, sorry. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, no, it costs $2.50. I was like, $2.50 for what? And then he showed me the pot. It was the smallest pot of tea sauce ever. And I said, bro, like, once again, like you, there's a bottle there. Just be a good dude.
Yeah.
You know? I'll come back if you do it. You know?
Exactly.
I'll probably recommend you to my mates.
And how much does it cost them, really? Really? Yeah.
What I did is I went down the road to another fish and chip shop, and it was $1 for the same size.
Fish and chips, bro. Another thing to do with that. Like, you can't get hardly any chips anymore, right? For like
$3. Yeah.
It's like 12 chips.
But you know how, like, we're from, like, small towns. You can get, like, $2 chips and it's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as, like,
couldn't
back in the
finish
day.
It.
Yeah. In the newspaper, you know?
Yeah.
Big bag.
And ice cream, you get, like, us for one scoop and they'd give you double, even though you're paying for one scoop. That was what they did in Bulls. It's like, one scoop and they'd be like, and you'd be so stoked to get two big, balls of ice cream.
I don't know what they're
doing. Can't do that these days.
Look. No, but back to your
tomato
sauce problem.
Yeah.
I've experienced that as well.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just, and the thing is, sometimes they
stingy
have more in their hand,
and they give you two.
Yeah, yeah. So no, no, so, like,
I had a fast food problem. You know, like how I said in the last one, it's too fast. I couldn't put my thing away. Like once again, like I was working on the film again. Work, like finishing up at like 1 or 2 in the morning and don't want to cook after that, so I went and got bad idea to get fast food, but I did anyway because you feel like crap in the morning. I did it anyway. And I went to McDonald's and I paid for it again, and then they had the stuff. I couldn't even put my my FPOS card away. And then I asked for tomato sauce, and then they give me two, and then they judge me when I ask for more. They look at you in the eye and go,
who are you?
It's not your sauce. You get paid minimum wage.
Exactly.
You want me to come back? Maybe next time we get on, we can have a chat. Fun. You know, but like, hook me up with like four.
And that's McDonald's budget, eh? Like, they go through every single sauce sachet in the world, every McDonald's, and go, there's two more there.
Yeah.
We're giving away too much there.
Yeah. here's another one. I went to Subway when I was on my way to your place.
Mm.
It sounds like you get fast food heaps. But this is over the period of a few weeks.
In between your boxing session.
When I'm not filming on boxing, and when I'm not filming on boxing, I'm eating shit food. But I went to Subway, and you know how they... Like, I hate it how I can never judge it right. Like, I go...
What?
can I get the chicken classic? And then I'm about to say, on Italian, but I go, can I get the chicken classic? Oh, on what bread? And they cut me off when I'm about to say what bread I want.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, can I get Swiss and toasted? Yeah. I go, can I get the chicken classic? Oh, what bread? And it's like, oh, and that one, oh, so what cheese? Oh, is it toasted or not toasted?
God.
It's like, just slow down and let me say it.
It's like when you're ordering drinks at like McDonald's, eh? They'll be like Coke for your drink? That's the question?
It's not true. What drink do you want?
Yeah, true. Coke for your drink?
Because I just like, give in now. I just go, oh, whatever.
Yeah, no worries.
But then I got... You know, we got through that debacle of the bread and the cheese scenario. You know, that's done.
Situation.
And I was like, okay, now we've got some breather time because she's toasting it.
Yeah.
I'll just chill out. So I'm standing there in line. And then this lady, then she comes back to me and goes, oh, look, I actually said to her, all salads and no jalapenos.
Yeah.
And then she says to me after I've said it, do you want all salads? And then while she was doing it, she said, do you want all salads again? But I'd already established this before. So...
God,
it's just a debacle.
Yeah,
you know. Then yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Well, Adam, do you have another moan?
I don't. I'm gonna do a bend today. I'm doing a bend.
Can I do like a really small one then?
Yeah.
You're not jump. Gonna do
oh yeah, for sure.
You know fonts, right?
Yeah. Fonts, you know, isn't the, on the computer.
Yeah, yeah, like computer fonts.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What the hell's the point of like Wingdings? You know the one that's just like all different objects for the letters and shit.
Is it?
Yeah, I've
like
seen that
like
one.
Symbols and shit.
Is it called Wingdings?
Yeah, there's Wingdings. Different versions of Wingdings.
Yeah,
there's
like a few what? Of them. What the hell? What's the point?
There must be this world. Yeah. You know, this invisible world we don't know of, where they use that font.
Yeah, but
to communicate to each other.
But, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, there's probably like a little picture of a penguin, which means
it seems like this. It seems like what's that film with Brad Pitt and Kevin Spacey? Seven.
Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of like the Seven type, like serial killer type font.
Like Zodiac as well.
Zodiac, it seems like serial killers would use it, and they think people can't work it out, but they just go on their computer and go copy paste,
change font.
It's like I was gay, didn't want to admit it.
Oh,
I got another moan.
Yeah,
I live in an apartment with four others.
Okay, yeah,
and and when I'm not boxing, eating shit food, or filming, I'm at home.
And or being racist.
If you come,
hey,
if you're home first, right? Like we've got like a narrow driveway.
Oh yeah, here we go.
So if you park in first, then four other people come home, and so you're either blocked in behind two or three cars.
Getting in there.
So I wake up in the morning, and if I have to go to a shoot early, I have to move three cars. And I'm going to be honest here; I haven't admitted this, but I'm shit at driving a manual.
And there's
two manual cars there. And
shit.
You know what I mean? And I'm just that's my moan, is that I can't drive a manual very well. So the problem wouldn't be there if I knew how to drive a manual.
Yeah.
So you moaning to yourself.
Yeah.
You're moaning about Alan
George.
Yeah,
it's a self moan.
Self moan. Yeah. That's a new one. Shit.
Yeah, how about that?
So you have to move like three cars to get your car out, so that's a moan on its own.
So you're moaning about being useless at something.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And the fact there's two other cars there to move.
Yeah.
But
and then those people probably can't find the keys, and it's like, fuck.
Ben's just practice. Waiting for me. Just practice.
Yeah, no.
Use it as an opportunity.
I haven't had to drive a manual since I got my my license.
Good God. I love driving manual. It's the best.
Is it?
Yeah, my Subi's manual. I've grown up manual.
Do you have a blow-off valve?
I do.
It's a what? I do my own blow-off valve noises, eh, Ben? When we're driving.
Yeah.
I
was driving with him the other day, and I was quite tired, and I was going
nice.
I got like a little like a van type. It's an RVR.
It's a soccer mum van.
Yeah. I put all the kids in the back.
So clean. Everything has the perfect place.
Your car, man? Like you can hear it from like two streets away. Yeah.
I'm trying to sell it actually. So if anyone out there is interested,
we'll post it on our Facebook page. Yeah. Sideways Productions.
Why, hello.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, dude.
Hello. This is Akme.
I want to...
Sushi?
Buy something.
I got two vacuums I need to get rid of, look.
Pikachu!
Got some dirty floors.
I like your bum.
Looks pretty shit in here, to be honest.
You put rubbish in it.
My
paper. Socks up, dude.
Godzilla.
Fucking great.
Godzilla.
I'll shout you today.
Sushi.
I can't believe how great it is, to be honest.
Other stuff, like a bin that...
Sakiba!
All right, time to draw. So, should I just pick a sale item?
You do the item.
Okay. I'll keep the name for last.
Can you hear the paper rustling? Wait.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Is it one of mine? I put some random shit in there. Read it out, read it out, read it out!
He's losing it. What is it?
Bottled Michael Jordan sweat.
Is it yours?
Yeah,
what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck? Are you serious? It's a bottled Michael Jordan sweat.
Okay. Let's go.
So I don't think I'm super nervous because of what happened before.
Go do the hexes.
Hello, I have bottled Michael Jordan sweat.
What the fuck?
Oh god. Oh fuck.
What is it?
What is the one I put in?
What is it?
It's Count Von Count from Sesame Street.
Ah, nice.
There he is.
One.
What?
Two. Nah, I don't
okay.
know.
Two.
Okay, name. Pull a name.
I really want to do this one.
Shit.
Oh,
it's American too.
Fuck, I hope I get this one.
I do.
Oh, you get to do it. Fuck.
Okay.
That's a good one too, eh? Okay.
Should be interesting.
He has to sell bottled Michael Jordan sweat. And he has to do it in the voice of Count Von Count from Sesame Street.
Hello.
Hello, good morning to you.
Sorry?
Good morning to you. How are you going?
Yes, good, thank you.
Okay. Can I interest you in buying some bottled Michael Jordan sweat?
Some what, sorry?
Bottled Michael Jordan sweat. Ha, ha, ha.
People don't have respect. They just hang up. They don't even fucking say no, sorry. God.
My turn.
I suck
turn,
at this.
My turn.
Rubbish!
Oh, you're drawing my death here. Wait. read it out. So it's me, so you've got to do this.
The product is... What? Life insurance.
Oh, fuck!
Wow.
Give me a... I've only put one in there, so I don't know what...
Oh! I'm really hoping it's this one. A particular one I put in.
Don't be a weird one I can't do.
It has to... Oh, please be it. Yes!
What is it?
Yes!
Say it in
there. Okay, this is going to sound racist, I know, but Māori.
Oh, fuck, he's serious!
So that's like, hey, bro. Hey, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Cheers, bro. Woohoo!
I would love to have had your one, eh? Yeah, I've got two bottles of Michael Jordan sweat.
Yeah, I sucked at it.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Is this... Who is this?
Sorry?
Hey, this is Hoani calling from Total One Life Insurance. I'm just wondering
so
if
who
I could...
would you like to speak to?
Oh, well, are you really? Hey. I'm just calling. Sorry to call you on a Sunday, but I've got a mean deal for you. No, I've got what I have. I've got $10, bro. Like, you just pay $10 a month, and then you're hooked up in case if you fall off a building, car accident.
Oh, that's alright. We've already got our insurance covered. Thanks
oh, but
that.
The one that you've got is worse than the one I've got offering to you at this present time. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you sure? Because
yeah, thanks for that. We've
can you just
got
talk to me for another 10 seconds so my boss doesn't think I'm shit at this?
Oh, that's alright. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah, two. Yeah, well, later. Babe.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
see ya.
Sweet. See ya, bye. Sweet. No, she's not keen now.
Sideways. John! John! Brian! John! Finding John. With Sideways.
This is the last ever Finding John.
Hi, you've reached Julian and Emily. Please leave a message after the tape. Very thanks.
Oh, hi. Sorry, we're just looking for John and you seem to have not been one. So thank you for that and we'll see you later. Oh, okay, we're done. We tried all season to get one. That's it.
That was Finding John.
Sideways Productions.
Yes!
Oh!
No!
No!
Yeah! Oh, nah!
Yeah!
Oh, nah!
Yeah! Nah!
Yeah!
Oh, nah!
Okay. One last time.
The last ever Yona.
The grand final.
The grand final.
What's the score been?
Oh, are we counting score? Oh, man.
I don't know either.
Adam said before, all or nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
Sweet. That. Hoo-yah! This is even better.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on. Give him a little...
Hoo-yah!
Adam.
Quite. Ben.
Cool. Okay.
Yes. Do it.
Number one.
Yep.
Mr. Perry.
Yep.
You're walking around. What are you doing?
I'm getting my paper ready.
Okay. Hamburger University was established in 1961 by the McDonald's franchise. Graduates from the university receive a degree in hamburgerology. Yeah or nah?
Hamburgerology. I love it.
Oh, my pin. Oh, yeah, this.
Oh, my pin,
my
doesn't,
pin
work.
Doesn't work. Baby.
Like a pin that doesn't.
Like a pen.
Like a pen.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
In Washington, the harassing of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or other undiscovered species is a felony punishable by a fine and or imprisonment.
Wait, what? Hold on. What?
Love it.
What was the first part of that?
In Washington, the harassing of Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Walmart has joined the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, and to show their support, all homosexuals in Washington, D.C. will get 5% discounts before Christmas.
No. That's worse. That doesn't help. That just causes more of a...
No.
Sorry?
I think that's stupid.
Okay. Oh, Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
Invented the game hopscotch. Yeah or no?
Wow. Random.
Okay. Cool.
Last one. Ooh, I've got a few here.
Last ever question. So
yeah,
it's a good one.
Okay. This is tough.
I can't hold it in.
This is tough. Russian news agency alleges that the Earth will be attacked by three giant spaceships, citing a report from SETI, also known as Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
All right.
What country?
All right.
Oh, Russia.
Russia.
That's where SETI is.
Putin.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, first one, Hamburg University, Hamburgerology. Adam, you or nah? True or false?
I said nah.
I said nah as well.
It's true.
No!
No.
In Washington, the harassing of Bigfoot. You or nah, Adam?
True.
Nah.
Oh, here we go.
It's true.
Yay!
One up for Adam.
Fuck.
Okay, Walmart and gays.
I said false.
I said yeah.
Ooh.
It's false. Adam's up too.
All or nothing.
This is just poos and wheeze.
Okay, Isaac Newton invented hopscotch. You or nah?
True.
Yes. False?
Fuck.
So you said false? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're right, it's false.
Ooh, lucky.
You have to get this to draw.
Yeah.
Okay, the Russians think that aliens are coming. You or nah, Adam?
False, nah.
Ben?
I said false as well, so I can't win.
It's false.
Yes! Grand champion of the world!
What?
Who saw that coming? I did.
So is it 3-2, eh?
Yep.
Woohoo!
What the fuck?
Do I get a round of applause?
Yeah, give it to yourself, yeah.
It's like rigged so that I can't win. Hey, that's what it feels like.
You've never won one, eh?
Nah. But like, What?
Sideways.
So we haven't actually said this yet, but this is our last ever podcast. We're not doing any more.
You know it ain't
easy. It's not easy.
No.
I don't know what he said, but I agree with him.
Yeah.
Wait, where is he? He comes in with it. Is
this it? Because diamonds ain't fake. So sad.
So 8 episodes and we're done. I'm telling you. There we go. These feelings
won't go away. His tears are going down my face.
Oh. Nice. Well, we've enjoyed our time doing these, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been good fun for us and hopefully been fun for you.
It's been a learning experience, eh?
Yeah.
Like we've had some people subscribe. Yeah. we had some
listeners.
We had
some shout outs.
We had some shout outs from other podcasts. Yeah, let's give a shout out to Cinematica.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they've been
doing
it. Yeah.
They're doing well.
Arguably the number one podcast in New Zealand. So.
Arguably.
Yeah. Well, other people would like to argue. I think they're number one.
Yeah. Their last one, they said they were next to BBC on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So it's good to know you've got support from other New Zealand podcasts. But we've enjoyed it. It's been a huge learning curve. You listen to the first one, it's so different.
It's just crazy.
It's Yeah, but...
Craziness.
Shout out to Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Andy.
Where is that guy? I miss that guy.
He couldn't...
What energy.
He couldn't make it. Yeah. He's got other acting commitments, so he couldn't do each.
And he's a builder.
He's a builder, a clown, an actor.
This is the first
good
episode.
Good round, good guy.
Find his all life story. Good guy.
Yeah, I think we found our structure towards, halfway through, Got our segments, created those, had some fun.
Mm.
Big shout out to Native Audio.
Yeah. Hard, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too Mickey, bro.
Kia ora.
Total One.
Tēnā koe.
Life insurance, bro.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, so any last words for our listeners?
If you want to get in touch, you can still email us.
Yeah.
Mm. admin@sidewaysproductions.co.nz.
This is only the beginning, right?
Yeah, like we'll
this song is so like oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's some last minute life advice. just be better. than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
There we go.
Don't waste time.
Yes, don't waste time.
Yeah, utilize every moment you've got. Yeah.
Yes. Love your loved ones.
Yeah. This is like kind of
Sunday night, buddy, late night talk.
Yeah. I actually do feel a bit stink that it's all over.
Well, the music's just adding to it.
Yeah.
Do you want a tissue?
No, but I do have your shoulder to lean on.
Yeah. There's three shoulders in here to lean on.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're on...
six all up. Three people.
We're on Facebook, Twitter.
New website coming soon.
New website coming in the new year, or hopefully before. But yeah, just get in touch. The podcast will be there forever. You can just give it a download. Tell your mates.
Just download it onto your bloody futuristic thing, and then 10 years time.
Yeah. Mm. Any last words, Adam?
Well, I just think this is. We've like built something here, right? It's like building a car. We've built this nice car, and this is how I feel like we're just putting the cover over the top until we're ready to take it for a spin again.
I don't
necessarily feel like we're done. I think we've just built what we need to fly to space.
What was the Back to the Future car? DeLorean, eh?
DeLorean,
it's like we're just putting that in the garage
now. Just putting it away, covering it up.
Yeah.
And you never know, we might spark it up again and fly to space.
Gun it to 88.
Well, hopefully some people get in touch, if they stumble across this in the next couple of months, If you've heard this, get in touch and tell us that you've actually, you've listened to it. And then tell us what you think. If you think you want us to come back, then, we'll come back.
Or if you think Adam needs more sound effects.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Can you do the gun one just for,
For good times?
For yeah,
good times?
For good time's sake.
Okay.
It's like a gun salute, eh?
Yeah. It's pretty low on here.
Well, is this the end of the song?
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh.
Anyway, play us out, Adam.
Yeah, Happy New Year and all that stuff. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Let me just bring this.
There's the outro, possibly for the last time.
Yeah. Maybe see you in 2013.
Unless we take the cover off, like what Adam said.
Yeah.
And fly to space.
Yeah.
Come to space.
Anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
We appreciate taking the time to download.
Oh, yeah, thanks to Ryan Ewens as well.
Yep.
I love you.
See you.
Bye-bye.